Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 67-14. If you have nothing to stir you up and rouse you to action, nothing which will test your resolution by its threats and hostilities, if you recline in unshaken comfort, it is not tranquility, it is merely a flat calm. Stoics are often accused of engaging in a quietist philosophy, along the lines of live and let live, so long as I can achieve tranquility of mind. But this quote from Seneca makes it clear that this is a misconception. Tranquility is not the same as what he calls a flat calm. The latter truly does originate from disengaging from events and circumstances, from retiring into oneself in order to shut out the world's problems. Stoic tranquility, by contrast, is achieved precisely by engaging with the world in the right way. What right way? The way of the dichotomy of control. Some things are up to us, while other things are not. It follows that the wise person internalizes our goals. Of course we will meet threats and hostilities. Of course we will fight against injustice. Of course we will do whatever is in our power to help create a better and flourishing human cosmopolis. But we will do all of this while always keeping in mind that we control our efforts, not the outcomes of our actions. Sometimes we will win, at other times we will lose. It's a fundamental reality of life. True tranquility of mind comes from accepting this reality from the get-go, and yet resolving to engage with the world nevertheless. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Many thanks to my most recent patrons, Peter Yoe and Rahel William.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.